This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, she's been demonized. She's been banned. So, interesting young lady. Put out some very sophisticated videos lately. Will be joining us. We're going back to Stuart Rhodes of OathKeepers.org. Stuart, I know that Trump gives orders and then is ignored. So he says start the antitrust, and then his people won't do it. They admit there's a mutiny. He signs documents. They won't execute them. So his instinct's right, but he's surrounded by people that won't do what they're told. Meanwhile, we've got all these reports pouring in. CBS drama, The Good Fight, calls for the assassination of Trump, says punch anybody that's a Trump supporter on the show. The corporate media knows what they're doing. And I just hope they know if this really kicks off, it's already kicking off, they're going to be held responsible. What does Trump need to do, and what are other angles of this, and what can we as citizens do to whether it's going to happen or not, and I agree we're already here, basically, to affect the battle space and get engaged now to make sure that we win this thing?
Well, we have got to both push him and support him in acting as commander-in-chief. This is the only route he has left, and this was the one he should have used from day one. But you said he's surrounded by bad advisors, so we have to be able to reach, go around them and reach him with a message that he must deploy the troops on the border. He must be commander-in-chief. And so actually, I was contacted by a black gunnery sergeant, Marine Corps retired, who had a brilliant idea of doing a national stand-to of veterans. And so we're going to do that. But we picked Veterans Day. The weekend of Veterans Day, November 11th, there's already a rally going on of the three percenters at Arlington National Cemetery. So we're going to go ahead and join with them, but we're going to call for a national stand-to of all the military veterans in this country and then march from Arlington to the White House with a message to Trump, very clear message. He must act as commander-in-chief and deploy the military and deploy us as the militia and get this taken care of. And in between then, we're going to do state stand-tos of military veterans in every state. And I picked up August the 17th for that stand, too. We already have Joe Biggs saying he's going to go to Portland on August 17th. So let's go ahead and make that the time when all the military veterans come together. Of course, American patriots who are not prior service have a duty and responsibility to also stand up as well. But we want to make sure that the president gets the message from the military, from his current serving and retired military, that he has to act as commander-in-chief. He must deploy the military on the border. He must call on the federal service, all the national guard units of the states, and put them on the border, or even better, put them to work backing up ICE to go and round up the illegal aliens who are going to be the voting bloc for the Democrats. If he does not do this and do this now, then we're done politically. The political solution window will have shut. It'll shut on 2020.
No, you're right. God gave us a chance with Trump, and if we don't all execute right now, I mean, the Democrats admit, we're bringing in a group to outvote you, it's over, and we're going to bring in communism. So the country will be gone. This is how we get conquered. This is globalist forces, multinationals, have said they're doing it, they're financing it, they're financing the refugee centers. This is an act of war, and Trump needs to cut all the funding from the UN, doesn't he?
Well, he does, but of course, the first thing he has to do is secure our nation and secure our vote. So, because without the vote, without the ability to actually vote for the next president, we will not accept the results of the election. We'll be in a civil war. This is the last chance we have to fix this politically. He has got to shut that down.
By the way, everybody I know, black, white, old, young, is sick of this. And everybody I know is just, they're like, tell us, Alex, when we stop paying taxes and we start doing whatever we want and we start going after people. And by the way, my listeners aren't dumb. They're not dumb. People aren't going to go find Antifa. And I don't want this to happen, but I hope all the politicians and bureaucrats and people know Santa Claus has been making a list.
Well, they need to understand that when you go into a warfare like that, a civil war, is going to be their entire command and control. It's going to include it's going to include the journalists. It's going to include the leftist journalists who are pushing their propaganda. This is something that happens in every civil war. It's not going to.
And that's why they've been pre-preparing that Trump's attacking journalists, even though they're attacking him and causing the civil war. They want to cause the war and then make themselves victims when they get in big trouble. They're really playing with fire. They got a tiger by the tail. Thank you, Stuart Rhodes. Great job. Oathkeepers.org.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back with Soph. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. That just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you. And I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got time.
So, the young lady who's been banned and restricted on most of the internet, because she used a few potty mouth words. The leftists can do that all day. They can brag about killing born babies and talk about kill those little bastards. Take that 2-year-old baby, bash their brains out. That's the new trendy psychology in leftist media. But if she uses the word poo-poo or something, she's got to be banned. But she's put out a new video that's pretty sophisticated, and I'm trying to figure out the full riddle to, and we'll talk about that next segment. Here's some really good news. You keep hearing about leftist judges blocking Trump's agenda, but then it always goes to the Supreme Court, and in almost every case, he wins. Judicial Watch Org reports California begins massive voter roll cleanup, notifies up to 1.5 million inactive voters as part of Judicial Watch lawsuit settlement, where people are voting in the names of dead people or folks that aren't on the voter rolls. That's 1.5 million evidence of illegal aliens voting and others in California, backing up that Trump says 3.3 million voted against him illegally in the election. That was in major university studies that looked at the voter rolls. So there you go. They're having to purge those off. That's why the California and others are saying just let illegal aliens vote. Many cities are letting them vote. Unbelievable. Well, Soph joins us. She's on Twitter at Sewer Nugget. She's plagiarizing the actual given name of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's spirit animal is Sewer Nugget. And, of course, YouTube at Soph and Patreon.com, Corbis. And she joins us. I've been wanting to get her on for a while. This is an update on being demonized, the national media, people calling her a right-winger. I'm more calling more of a kind of a libertarian provocateur, but maybe I'm wrong. Just to get an update from you and also talk about your new video getting into the boomer generation that you think is the real culprit, the real problem here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Alex.
Well, thanks for joining us. What do you want to tackle first?
I could do anything, really. I mean, a lot of stuff has been going on lately. I mean, I got out of school, but I had an eventful last few days, and I had to talk to my principal about a few things. But the new videos, I worked on that a lot. I think it's pretty interesting as well.
We're going to get to that coming up next segment. Just describe some of the stuff that happened. Your dad got threatened. Your family got threatened. They tried to dox you. Since you were on a few months ago, tell people what's unfolded.
It was an onslaught of articles about me, a lot that were sort of painting me in the wrong light, taking quotes out of context and saying things I said that I never said. And I had journalists harassing my parents, you know, finding information about them and calling them and emailing them, even contacting my grandmother at a point. Some of them were really going crazy with that sort of thing. And then within the school itself, I was getting a lot of harassment from my fellow students. I got assaulted technically 3 times, and I also had to speak with my principal and that sort of thing. And I'm being kept from saying things by my superintendent. It's a pretty crazy situation.
You're being kept from saying things online by the school or at school?
Exactly a week ago, I got, after, you know, school is out, it's already summer vacation and I'm transferring to a different school. I had a meeting with the principal. I had this tweet where I said that some students who I have no idea who they are, who were trying to get a segment of like an interview of me, try to get it removed from the yearbook. I said that they are gay babies who are, you know, farting on the floor about it. Pretty much, and he had a problem with me calling them gay because apparently that's a slur now. So I had to talk to him, and it's unclear about what I can say in my next video about everything that happened at school. I mean, if I can even pass judgment on the kids, because in the principal's own words, there's no code on what speech is disciplinable.
Well, we know in California, so, you know, under the Ninth Circuit, it's American flags you can't wear in California under the Ninth Circuit. But I guess we'll have to have a new ruling on you, though, to ban you as well.
Yeah, I mean, all the rules are super unclear. It's pretty much if students make a big enough ruckus about you, you can get punished for it. So I'm just trying to work things out right now, how I can move forward and how I can talk about what's happened to me without facing negative repercussions for it.
What do you make of the mainstream media, the corporate media, the dying dinosaur media lying even more now? I don't know if you're familiar with what's happened lately. AP said that I lost a lawsuit for a book about Sandy Hook, that I never wrote the book. I wasn't interviewed for the book. I didn't lose a lawsuit. And they went on to say all these other incredible lies about me. They said that I said white Jew boys about the lawyers that are suing me. I said they're white shoe boys. That actually means white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Ivy League graduates from Yale. That's what they are. Wannabe elitist. And then they said that I said Jew boy. So there's a whole new level to the weaponization in the media.
Yeah, I mean, I'm unfamiliar with specific incidents, but I totally believe that. I mean, even people like my parents are starting to wake up with how blatant it was. Before I went on the show, my parents pretty much bought the mainstream story about you because, you know, they have regular jobs or, you know, they do work, so they don't have time to go out of their way and really research these things. And that's what big mainstream news sources really count on, that the average viewer doesn't have the time to look into the story so they can blatantly lie and get away with it, just counting on the viewer's ignorance. So, but after I went on the show, they realized that you're not crazy, you're just a normal guy. And, you know, they have started to wake up to what's been happening to the mainstream media.
Well, I find it fascinating that, how old are you?
I am 14.
So you're 14, and my 15-year-old daughter, she's 15 now, is as smart as you are. She's just not really politically engaged. My son, 16, he's super smart. He's been doing videos since he was 10 that he actually did himself. People thought that I told him what to say. But you compare that to a lot of young people today, they seem like zombies, or most adults are so stupid that it frightens me. And the IQ is plunging in the country. It's really scary for me. A, you agree with that? And B, what do you think is causing it?
I mean, I think that's consistent, at least through millennials. When it comes to Gen Z, there's a lot more skepticism, I think, just because they have so many sources just getting used to the internet that they realize, oh, well, like newspapers aren't the only source, so they might not be credible.
I think the studies show that. You're right. Why do you think then the millennials just literally seem, on average, like lobotomized zombies?
I think because they just got to the internet later on, so they spend so much of their life getting used to these sources that they just have this unbreakable trust in them. I don't know what it would take to really you know, expose to them that that's just not true.
I think you're right, but it's more than that. There's a subservience, and they think they're on the winning team. They went and got two or three college degrees that are worthless by design, and then the system, once it catches you in a scam, like a Nigerian scam, they get you to give $1,000 because you're going to get $100,000. They go, oh, Prince Abubu needs $10,000 now, but you're going to get $1 million. And once you've already invested $20,000 in the scam, you're supposed to get $10 million from Prince Boo-Boo or whatever his name is. These people will tell their family, no, you're jealous I'm getting money from Prince Boo-Boo. And then they'll have a Nigerian fly over here, get on a Greyhound bus. This happened to people I know. Come to their house in a prince outfit, but they have no money and they have a 1 week visa. And then families break up and people's wives run off, their husbands run off going, no, the prince is here. I hit the jackpot. So it's the same thing. And then they'll sign their house over to him because now the prince is going to give them $1 billion. And they can never admit they got conned. So the left keeps doubling down, betting. They're like compulsive gamblers, believing they're finally going to be the ruling class. Their degrees are finally going to work. Once Bernie Sanders or Hillary takes over, she'll give them places in the whole economy. But she says in the WikiLeaks show, my dumb constituents want money and position. It doesn't exist. They're all a bunch of stupid baristas who want power. They don't have the intellect, the will, or the energy to do it. I hate my constituents because she knows who they are. They've got 2 degrees on average. They've got a meth habit. They love Satan, and they're completely unhappy, and they see other people that have energy and lightning in their eyes, and they want to kill us, and they want to hurt babies, too. We'll be right back, Soph, with your interesting video. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
One person thinks it's flowers, another person thinks it's demons, another person thinks it's a unicorn. And you can get a good psychological idea on patterns in people's brains with those. And, of course, people that have a dirty mind will hear something and think it's about sex when it's not. Well, I saw this video yesterday that Soph put out, young 14-year-old girl who's been on the air for a few years and has millions of followers. And when I was watching it, I was thinking, well, who does the Internet always obsessing about saying runs the whole world? They either say the Jews or the Catholics or they'll pick up. I mean, I guess the left now says white people are inherently evil and white people are the bad thing on earth. And being white's inherently bad. We should all pay reparations. So I'm watching it and I'm thinking, is she going to say white dudes? Is she going to say Jews? Is she going to say? I could tell it was something along those lines. But I go, well, David Rockefeller's not Jewish, and that guy's not Jewish, and this guy's not Jewish. I'm thinking, okay, is she going to say they're all Democrats? Well, some of those are Republicans. And then she says, boomers. And, again, it's the media watching that would, again, project Jews onto it. Because a lot of these powerful CEOs do happen to be Jewish, some of the leaders. But some are liberal, some are conservative. But the truth is they're all boomers. It's boomers creating the racial division. So it's a very sophisticated video. It goes on for a long time, and it's got some profanity in it, so we're not going to play all of it here. But, Soph, what was your thinking? And thanks for coming on short notice. What was your thinking in doing this? Because I didn't talk to you before you came on. I've kind of made my guess at it that you were it was like a Rorschacher blot ink pattern to kind of show that the Internet's obsessed with this, both liberal and conservative, and projecting it on everybody. I mean, I've got articles here, Instagram investigating an Alex Jones post that has stoked anti-Semitic hate in the comments, and it was a mere one socialist painting about the robber barons, and it had nothing to do with Jews. A couple of the guys that happened to be Jewish that were in it. And it was 4% of the comments out of hundreds were anti-Jews. So now I'm guilty for 4% of comments. So this is total and complete mind control. I have that painting hanging in my office, but a better version of it. There's many versions. The version I have doesn't have a famous Jew in it. A few of them do. But I mean, so what? There have been famous people that are good and bad that are Jewish. I mean, you know, Lenin was Jewish. I'd say that was an evil guy to be Jewish. Hitler was an evil guy to be, you know, Austrian. But there's been a lot of great Germans. You know, Bismarck, you could say, was greater. There's been great Englishmen and, you know, great people from Africa. But what was your thinking behind all this?
The intro segment just happened to fall into place. I mean, it was originally conceived as sort of just a funny, you know, bait and switch comedic thing, but it happened to sort of fit in with the rest of the narrative, which is like, well, There needed to be an explanation for why the millennial generation is what it is. I mean, you know, it didn't just pop out of nowhere, so you trace it back maybe to the universities, but what happened to academia didn't just happen out of nowhere. So, and it was happening at around the same time boomers were there, so it just happened to, you know, fall into place. It intuitively made sense.
Well, this is definitely a very original video, and I don't know, you know, people that have degrees in media that could put out something as dark and interesting in the way it was all shot. Did you do this by yourself?
Yeah, I did it. Well, technically, I set up everything by myself, but I have a friend that I work on these videos with. He's a Vapor Up Boy on YouTube, and we're just friends, but we, you know, bounce ideas off of each other, and he'll add a few things to the scripts here and there, and we'll do, you know, recordings together. But, you know, my parents aren't, you know, helping me set up anything
well,
or anything
well,
like that.
So you're 14 years old. How old's your friend that helps you?
17.
Okay. Let's go ahead and roll the first part of this video. Here it is.
I thought you were all fools. The idea of tracing all our troubles back to a single group of people. I just couldn't believe it. Scapegoating like that seemed too easy, too simplistic. But it pains me to say it was right. It's almost like I didn't want to believe. Once you start seeing it, you just can't stop. They're everywhere. The banks, the media, the government, the Federal Reserve. My neighborhood. It doesn't take a genius to pick up on it. Notice anything? I know you do. You can't ignore the patterns. The ratty face, the hair, the nose. Who else could it be other than greedy, slimy, money-loving boomers?
The list of things more insufferable than dealing with boomers is a very short one. It's as if they have a sixth sense that allows them to strike when you're the most irritable. And like a type annoyance Pokemon, they have a characteristic move they love to use, complaining about your use of the internet. In a handful of phrases, they manage to squeeze out a copious amount of superstitious gobbledygook about how much time you spend on the computer, all while obnoxiously looming over your shoulder to watch you download Skyrim mods and Doom wads. And when their lecture is done, they slither back downstairs to watch whatever MKUltra programming is beaming out of their 60-inch LED TVs, which only makes their objections to our consumption of media funnier, considering they're happy being fed an infinite course of a politically charged and geriatric version of Teletubbies. And they have the gall to go bug their kids for watching TikTok compilations. In their minds, because their source of entertainment is under the auspices of the establishment, it simply can't be wrong, regardless of how trivial, diversionary, and consistently untrustworthy it may be. Meanwhile, we can access every single morsel of information known to man through the web, but there are no flashy credit card ads lodged in it, which basically means it can't be reliable. It's almost poetic how the big screen the boomer sits in front of gives so little in the way of anything, while the little screens they so despise are a window to the endless expanses of the internet. And perhaps that's what truly annoys them, the lack of main guidelines, the all-too-open nature of the internet, and all the esoteric info it offers without any filters. The skepticism it symbolizes must really grind the gears of people whose main interest is just to not bother anymore. The boomer's MO is blissful ignorance. The prospect of questioning the current authority is a foreign one to them. True patriots don't question the government. And alternatively, true Democrats don't peddle preposterous conspiracy theories. Boomers are perpetually tangled in the minutiae of the Euclidean political spectrum, never able to see a bigger picture or realize how much trouble the
Democratic
party is.
The video is very interesting. She's targeting boomers, but she's playing on the whole bait and switch, thinking that the media will project and think that it's anti-Semitic. And that's what I got from it. That's what I thought, because I know you don't engage in that type of you know, religious or racial division. I've just when I've seen your past videos. But I wanted to give you a chance to just clarify what your video that people can see on your YouTube channel stands for. And again, the group responsible for all of our troubles, SOAF. Other points you'd like to add about the video?
I just think it's one of the points I sort of go in on there is the trend among boomers that they're so caught up in the political you know, conflict, always caught up in the, you know, democratic, I guess, landscape. To me, it seems the solution is no longer a political option. It cannot be achieved through political means. So I think it's, you know, something pointless for them to be so focused on that. And I also think with the millennials thing, they have Stockholm syndrome for the boomers in that way. They've already invested so much just with college that they think they still have to, you know, focus on all those values.
Let's talk about what's wrong with the boomers with Soph and constitutional lawyer Bob Barnes. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
It's Alex Jones.
Well, Soph is 14. She's been on the internet for a couple years. She has millions of followers. Her average video gets about a half million views. And that's with the shadow banning she's under. Well, she talked about Greta Thunberg and got so many strikes on her YouTube, it was frozen. Because it's bullying. If you talk about a 16-year-old climate activist, that means pay the Rockefellers, pay Obama, pay the globalists carbon taxes, literally, at the Chicago and London Mercantile. That's like when I was criticizing David Hogg last year, when he was literally saying I was a horrible person, a criminal, and I would criticize him when he was giving speeches to 10,000 people, and they banned me. They said, you do not talk about David Hogg, who's 17 years old. And so I was asking, why no videos for 2 months? Well, she's been locked out of her account for 2 months because I guess she talked about Greta Thunberg. Tell us about that. So you're 14, but you don't get to have your opinion. I guess you said something mean about her?
I didn't really say anything mean. I mean, the worst thing I said was she had a square head, but I said, like, fellow square head. And YouTube just classified it as harassment and cyberbullying, even though she's way more famous and, you know, 2 years older than I am. And I tried to appeal the strike, but they still haven't gotten back to me on it. I guess that's a tactic they use. They just don't respond to your appeals. I mean, I just think it's insane.
Well, Antifa was caught on video loading hundreds of acid bombs that they threw at people and beat people over the head with steel bars, splitting their skulls open. But that's okay. But if you disagree with someone saying the world's ending in 12 years, like AOC or Greta Thunberg, you're the bad person. How dare you, a 14-year-old young woman, criticize one of their Lord and Saviors?
I know. It's just crazy. I think, yeah, she's like one of their protected people, because I think she's very effective at getting the message across to young people. And that's what I commented on. I mean, I think she's, you know, just being used as a tool to push the message of, oh, yeah, the government's just trying to collect more taxes. It's just an effort for, you know, the whole climate change thing is probably just exaggerated by, you know, government-employed scientists to collect more taxes through a carbon tax or whatever.
Greta Thunberg, the world's ending. Please pay all the money to AOC or I'm dead. And don't criticize that plan, even though only a few countries have to do it, and then we won't be able to economically operate against China. And China and Saudi Arabia have been actually funding us to shut down our energy so we can only buy from them. But that's okay. I'm Greta Thunberg. Wow.
Well, she's very articulate, and that's probably the main reason they've been striking her. If she was not articulate, and she wasn't effective, and she wasn't savvy at technology, she wouldn't be targeted in this manner. The idea is that essentially there's a safe space for only protected ideas and protected classes, and everyone else is subject to harassment, to targeting, to censorship, to physical assault, as happened this weekend. It's a sad situation.
And Google calls that internal documents, Project Veritas video, fairness. That it's fair to suppress you, Soph.
Yeah, I've been keen to the whole, you know, Google bias for like a year and a half now. So I'm not surprised with any of this Project Veritas stuff that's coming out. I think it's just, you know, to be expected, because it's so clear the bias that they put out on people like me while they just propel Greta Thunberg to the top of everything, to top of, you know, recommended videos or whatever else.
It's amazing. Let's talk about millennials. Let's talk about, because we're not saying all millennials are bad, but statistically they steal more, they don't give to charity, but they tell you how to live your life. More than half of them identify as communist with their smartphones and $200 skinny jeans and $200 sunglasses. What's wrong in your view, Robert Barnes? I mean, even The Atlantic says the boomers ruined everything. They gave birth to the millennials. Maybe Generation Z will save us.
Well, I mean, I think what happened is there's good articulation of this by various sociology professors and other political science professors.
Sociological is a hard word to say.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to get to. But essentially what happened was this safe space culture was impregnated into the boomer class as they were raising their kids because of the kidnapping scares and the various child care scares that took place in the late 80s, early 90s. So don't go out and
the whole world has become a little, and Google's even building, and so is Facebook, little AI spy cities where you live in a domed bubble.
Exactly. And you have these special safe spaces on top of other safe spaces on top of other safe spaces. And they've grown up in a safe space culture that mingled with that self-entitlement culture. And you combine safe space culture and self-entitlement culture, and you get people who really believe without any question, without any doubt, without any reservation, that they are entitled to only their voice being heard. They're entitled to
nobody. They're the ruling class.
Exactly. Very much so. And that the safe space culture that they grew up with as kids, with, you know, play dates, that everything was controlled and organized, it's sort of a mini version of the nanny state is how they grew up and were acculturated by their boomer liberal parents.
Whereas my generation was the last to just, oh, you're 10 years old, you want to take the shotgun? I'd put a Privet 7 on my side with a holster, and I'd get a tent, a couple of my buddies, and I'd go out on a four-wheeler, 1,000, you know, acres in the middle of a wilderness, and just sit there and hunt and hang out for 2 or 3 days.
Exactly.
People think that's like, now leftists outside major cities, they're moving in like outside Atlanta, outside other areas, there's always news of this, and people drive by somebody's house, and they'll be skinning a deer. They'll call the police for animal cruelty, and the cops will arrest them, even though it's legal and they had a license. They go, we still think that someone called from the nanny state, yes, skinning a deer is hurtful.
Well, it's dead. It's amazing. I mean, I do think Generation Z has a lot of promise. They're much more independent. There tends to be a generational reaction to the prior generation, and the Generation Z is sort of the anti-safe space culture in place. Very independent, understand how to reach out to each other through social media, understand how to persuade and communicate through social media, understand how to express dissident opinions and be unafraid of big tech and unafraid of big media and unafraid of having, quote-unquote, unapproved opinions. And I think they are the generation that's going to salvage and save the American future moving forward.
I totally agree, but you bring that up. I mean, literally, when my dad was like 9, 10, they would send him every summer to apprentice a month there in a factory, at an oil rig, to go pick cotton somewhere, you know, with family to see what the real world was like. But they just throw him on a bus, and he'd just go drive down there, and they'd take guns to their school, put them in the locker to go hunt at their friend's house. And literally, I remember being a kid, just 33, 34 years ago, 35 years ago, being 10, 11, and nobody thought anything in the country, if you were walking by a fence, somebody's out there cutting stuff with a tractor, that there's a bunch of little kids with 357s on their hips and shotguns. That was totally, because we were all trained, it was normal, nobody got hurt. Nowadays, people flip out if they see an adult like that, Soph. What do you think's happened?
I mean, I didn't even consider all the safe space stuff, but I think it's just the contrast of the way that boomers were raised versus Generation Z. That's something I focus on. Boomers grew up in an age of great prosperity, so they got, you know, most everything was pretty much handed to them, is what I focus on. And I think growing up in such an environment, they didn't need to learn what, you know, how to defend themselves or you know, need to learn any, you know, good life advice, financial advice, because no matter what they did, they got success. And
do what the establishment says. They're in a cult.
Yeah, well, particularly the upper middle class liberal boomers that she's describing. So for like your blue collar working class boomer, what they experienced, and this is, you see this in the division of Trump support amongst boomer generation, it's your non-college folks who saw their entire livelihoods ripped away and disappeared. They had to serve in multiple wars that were failed wars, that were dumb wars, that were unsuccessful wars, that were unpopular wars, that killed their friends, their family, and their neighbors. They had to go home to communities that were being ripped apart by racial politics, by their homes ripped apart by gender politics.
You're right. We've got to divide the working class boomers who are great people versus elite boomers. When we say boomers, we mean elite,
exactly,
generally white, upper class boomers.
Privileged kids who grew up so privileged that entitlement was second nature to them. No sense of scarcity. One critical principle of conservatism and sort of its hardcore root is a recognition of scarcity. There was no recognition of scarcity because they were just used to...
AOC says, they go, how are you going to pay for all this? It's five times the budget. She goes, we'll just do it.
Exactly. The military must spend a whole bunch, right? So, I mean, it's just there's people that don't have any sense of limits, don't have any sense of know what it's like to live with limits. People, it's a self-entitled, babied culture that easily bullies others because of how easily they were babied their whole
life. I agree. So, do a few more minutes with us, and we're going to get into the other issues with Barnes a little bit the next hour. Jill Salente coming up on where you think this is all going, what you think President Trump should do, and more with Soph. Be sure and follow her at Twitter at Sure Nugget. She's named after Barack Obama's wife. And YouTube at Soph, patreon.com/Corbis. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of the ATX. We're going back to South. We'll do 50 minutes the next hour with Barnes on all the big news that we haven't hit yet, and to recap the Antifa terror attacks. And I want to explain something after she leaves that is so critical. They are probing, they are testing us to normalize attacking us. They call acid milkshakes. Understand, this is all a big test to see what they can get away with. Charlottesville was that. For me, Dare pointing out that Soros financed it, I'm being sued. Fine. Misrepresent all you want. The truth will come out. Georgetown University. Financing lawsuits to shut us down because they fear us and they know we're effective. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Save InfoWars 4th of July special. I'm going to have to end it by the 4th of the day after because X2, the clean, deep earth crystal, pure iodine, the soil is depleted. The types of iodines you get are bound with other substances, other minerals, other periodic table elements, and you can't absorb it. If you don't know about iodine and loss of IQ and loss of energy and problems in the glands, well, you just don't know. When I remember to take X2 four or five times a week, I have so much energy, so much focus, so much everything. Sort of taking it 7 years ago, and I was exercising all the time and couldn't drop weight, and I lost 50-something pounds. Now, I basically quit working out except for some elliptical, so I've gained 30 of it back. I'm just going back on a regimen again where I'm taking all the vitamins, all the minerals, and I'm exercising. I've already lost 5 pounds the last week and a half. And you know, you're going to see quite a transformation. The next 2 months, folks, you're going to see it because I'm going to work out like I used to before I took X2. The stuff has made me lazy. But you take the X2, you take the fish oil, you take the turmeric, you take the ultimate bone broth formula. They're all 50% off. Double Patriot points, destroyed for shipping. I want to explain something. Everybody knows how great bone broth is. You go to Whole Foods, you go to other grocery stores, they've got little mason jars for $10, or it's on sale, $8. It's got the equivalent of a quarter scoop of bone broth from chicken in it, and chaga mushroom and bee pollen and stuff. I keep meaning to go to the store and get some of these and come show you. There's almost nothing in them. You're talking hundreds of times more in a canister for $19.95. And this is $9.95 for one little mason jar that's just yellow and just has the bone broth flavor. Nobody's ever made a bone broth like this. If you don't know what bone broth does for you, research it. I don't have hours to get into it. All of it's 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com, but we're selling out of the X2. And they put us over a barrel. They get it between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. The oil company we were getting it from is just pure crystal source. You go to the DEA to even store it before it's transferred into the process that makes it where you can take it, because it's a controlled substance at that level. You can make all the stuff with it. It's a magic element, okay? They hit you with all the bad halogens like fluoride and the rest of it. This is the good halogen. It took us over 6 months to get it resecured. I played guts ball. I said it's discontinued. I wouldn't let them raise the prices on us because then it'd be like $50 a bottle. They're going to double prices on it for us. So right now it's $19.98, even though, ladies and gentlemen, we only make like $5-6 on it at that, and maybe that. So 4.9 stars, 98% reviews, original X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. X3 is excellent. It's triiodine. The other two types and then the pure type, because some people can't absorb just the pure type. Most folks can't absorb the bound types. So X3 was what doctors and scientists told me was great. Folks, when I tell you X2 has been the best, they don't want X3. They go, well, X2 is the best. It's kind of like when Gillette had the best a man can get with 3 razors. And then I'll kind of agree, 4 or 5 is a little too much. People are like, hey, it's the best a man can get. Don't tell me you have 4 blades. Okay, fine. Some like 3, some like 4, some like 2. X3 is excellent as well. It's not sold out. So InfoWarsStore.com. So we're two old guys, you know, running over a 14-year-old lady here. So but I really want to hear what you have to say. Any other key points you'd like to make about where you see society going, the massive censorship, what you think Trump should do, Antifa just north of you, openly producing, all of these acid attack cocktails to attack people. I mean, it's big news when an Islamist throws acid on somebody, but when the liberals do it, it's loving, and we have a CNN clip saying this is a good thing.
I mean, yeah, everything seems to be accelerating just leading up to the election. I mean, all the Antifa stuff is crazy. They're certainly doing a lot of damage, but I think I don't think they're something that people should be scared of. I mean, it's you see the videos. It's like a whole crowd against one person, and the one person is still able to get away. Proportional to the size, they can't do much damage. They're weak, so if, you know, people can meet back with a greater force, which I think is easier, then, you know, things will be good. I mean, we can talk more about boomers if you want.
Well, again, I'm not up here as Mr. Tough Guy. I've had my ass kicked plenty of times, and I never started a fight. And I got in fights with people like state wrestling champs and folks that have your head in the concrete in 10 seconds. Didn't matter what you did, you couldn't kick their ass. But I've certainly, you know, won most of the fights I've been in. But I can tell you this. If somebody tried to hit me in the head with a metal club, they're going to die. I mean, or I'm going to die because I'm going to get on top of them and I'm going to ram their head in the concrete. And by the way, that's not premeditated. You try to kill me or you hurt me, that's when you really get hurt. Because the state wrestling champion, I said I didn't beat him, actually did break his trachea. I crushed his windpipe. He had to get a tracheotomy and was put in the hospital. But so I guess I did kind of win. But the point is, he had pile drive me and thought he'd kick my ass, and I popped right back up and punched him in the throat full power. But all I'm saying is there's always somebody tougher than you out there. But why do you think so if they think they can go out and engage in acid attacks and hit people over the head with metal bars?
I think they know that the establishment is on their side. I mean, something that the leftists like Carlos Maza often say is that, oh, the establishment is right wing, you know, big corporations like YouTube are anti-gay, they're never on our side, which is completely just opposite of the truth. Everybody's working together with the left wing. They're not stupid, they just have overconfidence in the fact that the system is on their side. I don't know if that's how it's going to work out, but it seems that the police really aren't doing much to stop them. And I think this is why the right to bear arms is so important. In situations like these where the police doesn't have a handle on it, you need to be able to defend yourself.
I know your dad's had threats. You've had threats online. Has anybody recognized you on the street and said anything to you?
So far, I mean, I haven't been recognized on the street in a while. I've been recognized a few times before, but it was always positive. So far, I haven't been harassed, you know, out of school, just in public. But we'll see how long that lasts.
Barnes, you've been out in public with me. We're not bragging. It's good news. What you probably 90% of folks that come up are positive. Others are kind of neutral. Maybe I don't think I've ever seen anybody get in my face yet. I went and dropped my daughters off at camp. I couldn't get out of there. I shook almost all the girls' hands, all the guys' hands. They all chased me. I'm not kidding. Chased me where my truck was parked. It's a huge camp. And were demanding photos, and more kept coming. I got stuck there for an hour taking photos with up to 30 people who just kept – somebody chased me in a truck to take photos once I got on the highway. I'm not bragging. That shows we're winning the info war, but that minority is violent.
Oh, no doubt. And the goal of Antifa is to scare the SOFs of the world into silence. That's really the goal. The goal is that if you get out there and you're going to be a high-profile person with views that we don't like, it will escalate from – it will start with censorship. Then it will go to sort of cyber-stalking, true cyber-bullying, and then it will escalate into actual physical bullying and actual physical threats and physical violence.
But am I wrong, Soph, in saying that type of behavior only would make you fight harder?
I mean, I definitely, I don't know if it's a good thing, but it definitely, like, it excites me in a sort of way that I feel like I need to get involved in what's going on. It's just, you know, it seems like there's so much civil unrest that I need to be in the middle of it and get involved. And, yeah, like, people seeing things like this will alienate them from the left. That's all it does. It makes them, you know, angrier. It gets them more revved up and ready to fight. And it's only going to just, you know, accelerate things and make more people ready to fight Antifa.
Well, that's how what I think, and I agree with Soph. I mean, this is exciting. The threats to our freedoms and them threatening to attack us, that doesn't make me want to stay away. It makes me want to go there.
Yeah, well, the spirit of Americana and the spirit of America cannot be put out by a bunch of sort of black bloc style of vigilantes who are basically just trying to be the sort of lefty brown shirts of the modern age.
By the way, let's be clear. Even the Daily Beast is now reporting what I told you first hour. The FBI's warning of terror attacks in D.C. by Antifa. The FBI is now calling them a terror group because when you're cooking acid bombs by the hundreds and hitting people helping a gay dude they attacked, a gay guy in a sundress, and Antifa was attacking, when you're doing that, you're a terrorist. Look at that. Homeland Security warned of Antifa terrorist attacks. Soph, what do you make of that?
I mean, I'm glad that there's actually being a resistance to it, that they're at least trying or seemingly trying to take care of it, and you know, hopefully that's effective. But I think most of the fights are going to be taking place between citizens themselves.
Well, I know this. If anybody does anything to my family, I'm not going to go after Antifa. I'm going to go after their bosses. So everybody should, in their target menu for attack profile, be doing that research for defensive counterattacks. Antifa is not the target. Their controllers are.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.